How come we can't get an Asian click farm?
I could if you want me to for real.
What? I don't know. I'm kidding. I don't know.
So, like, sometimes it just happens that, like, somehow your podcast ends up in, like, some sort of weird feed. We talked about it last week, but you could pay, you know, anything, any number that exists on the internet, Todd. Mm-hmm. And if you want that number to be higher, you could just pay to have it be higher.
That's not true. It's all about efforts and,
what?
And reviews. It's all about effort and reviews.
Do you want, what do you want? Do you want more Twitter followers? Do you want more iTunes reviews? Do you want more clicks on your YouTube? What do you want, Todd? Let's talk and we'll name a price.
Okay.
It's not like I know a guy who's done it.
Uh-oh.
It's not like I know a guy who at one time wore a sparkly jacket who did it.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
I think the going rate is like $20
mm-hmm.
for 10,000 followers on Twitter.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
I want 10,000 followers by tomorrow.
Now, on the flip side of things, now, this raises all sorts of questions, but my friend Adam, I don't know if it was as a goof or whatever it was, decided to buy a bunch of followers for words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
No, not judging, not make any accusations or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Words currently has 17,000 followers.
Of course. Well, he's the man in tight wrestling.
Right. And if you go and you look at his followers, you will see a good chunk of them are not real people.
You just gave me an idea, by the way. But okay. Go ahead.
Like, really not people. Like, a majority of them wear all of their tweets and everything about them.
Gibberish
is in another language.
Mm-hmm.
People who just have generic, it's like, I can't even explain them, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the most generic. It's like, I can't even explain it, but they're not real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what it happened at one point was, the amount of money that Adam paid for these followers was supposed to be a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
So when Adam would see that number of words as followers start to dip, he would contact the people who he purchased the followers from very angrily,
mm-hmm.
and say, "Hey, I paid for you guys to follow this account. What's going on?"
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you want Instagram likes on your pictures? What do you want, Todd? Let's talk turkey, and you know, it's a nominal fee.
What do I want?
Yeah.
I want to make the world's worst podcast huge. If you know what I mean.
Okay, we are recording.
Okay.
As you assume that we should. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 117 of Longbox Heroes After Dark. Yeah, that's something we could talk about, because I might want to chip in on that.
Just every way, shape, or form, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just make... Oh, but go ahead.
The greatest ribber, you know how you say that I don't like a gentle ribbing, and...
No,
you know, you live in a house made of glass and mirrors when you say stuff like that?
I have no idea what you're talking about on half of that.
All right.
But your mutant power is the ability to take a gentle ribbon.
Right.
That's what I always say.
So in the world of professional wrestling, mm-hmm. the person who is the most notorious ribber of all time is Mr. Fuji.
I've heard you tell me stories, but go ahead.
Sweet, innocent, unassuming Mr. Fuji. You know, stereotype, boy-san, all that sort of thing. But he would do ribs as simple as, if we're on a plane together going to whatever event it is,
mm-hmm.
and you fall asleep on the plane, I'm going to paint your fingernails, like some sort of crazy color.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you're the new guy in town and you've got a bit of a reputation of being a stooge, when you're out for your debut match, they may use a pair of bolt cutters to open up your Halliburton briefcase, turn your suit into a pair of shorts with a matching tank top jacket,
right,
and then fill said Halliburton with urine.
Okay.
You know, fun stuff.
Right.
And there were much more elaborate ribs than that, of course, but Mr. Fuji was once quoted as saying that the best rib is no rib. I disagree.
I totally disagree. I'm with you.
The best rib is the rib of the person being ribbed, having absolutely no idea, and keeping the rib going as long as possible.
Oh, yes. It's like, and if you can get them involved somehow,
right,
so that they somehow make the rib bigger, that's right. The best.
That's why I'm a monster, Todd.
You know what? I'm a monster. I'm like an iceberg monster. You can only see 10% of my monster. 90% of my monster is hidden beneath the sea in the dark, and just ships just bam. It's like, oh, unassuming.
So my monster is pretty much out there only because I'm a horrendous looking person, but other than that, I do a good job of late of keeping it in check.
Right.
But if someone wants to have some fun, I'll have some fun.
Is that what you're all about?
That's right.
Oh, just for the record, there's a train going past my house right now, apparently at this time of night. I have no idea why.
A spectral locomotive rocketing past the campsite?
Yes, I'm wondering if you can actually hear it.
No.
No, okay, but go ahead.
But yeah, so that's definitely something we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear how I almost broke my leg, hip, and shoulder the other day?
That sounds like a good After Dark story.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how we had, it would be Sunday into Monday, I don't know where, how it was by where you're at, because I remember me telling you we were texting back and forth about something and saying, like, here it's doused in freezing rain, and you're like, oh, I haven't checked outside yet, so I don't know how it was, like, you know, 20 miles, because in this area, you know, whether it could be snowing in one town, next town over, it could be raining or not nothing. So here it was, and then it snowed overnight and like a bunch of stuff. So I have to get up in the morning and clean snow on Monday. So I decide, all right, I'm going to work. It's 7 in the morning-ish, whatever. You know, the Cinnabon, it ain't going to clean its own snow. So I come out and I'm like, oh, well, there's just snow on my steps. Concrete steps, about 5. I don't know. Actually, I'm in this house 40 years. I don't know how many front steps I have, about 5 or 6. And I take the first step and my leg just shoots out. Just my right leg shoots away and back, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Where it's
so
like,
now, yeah, so now your body has the forward momentum.
Right, but it's got more of a drop momentum.
Right.
So my leg is sliding out. My left part of my body is hitting the railing as my left foot shoots out straight. So now I'm almost doing a split as my knee crashes down on the one step, and I could feel my heel hit my ass, which is not, you know, I don't know if you know this, Joe, but I'm not limber as I appear to be. So then I fall back because my left foot shot out and I hit my back on the steps. So I'm like, oh my God, did I break my hip? What's my whole leg's screaming now. But because my body doesn't bend that way, my body starts shooting forward because my leg is, you know, all, you know, curled up. So now I hit my head off the metal railing as I fall face first onto my left shoulder and hand on the ground and busted up. I didn't bust anything, but I'm not bruised, but everything hurts. Oh my God. And it, the day it happened, I was like, oh, I'm a little sore. Like, yeah, I don't want to, but I had to go do stuff. So I was cleaning up snow and doing shit. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't want to sit too idly because I don't want to seize up like a, like an old car engine with no oil. And I was good. I went to sleep that night and I woke up the next day and I'm like, I was like the Tin Man in the beginning of The Wizard of Oz. I was like, just, I was like, I can't move. So I'm a wreck today. I'm a broken beast. This is the first day I officially feel old. I'm like, nothing is working. Todd is old today. Oh, I had to get that out.
We're now, what, 2 days removed?
No, as this happened, it happened Monday morning. So we're one day. Yesterday it happened, yesterday morning.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling a little bit better, but because I woke up sore this morning. But as I do stuff, like putting on my jacket today, I was like, oh, even now I had to do something really quick. And I was like, oh, no, still sore, still really sore.
So. Do you have anything to assist with this?
I'm going to use a heating thing tonight for my leg, where it hurts really bad. And I don't know about my shoulder. I don't think ice, it's too late for ice. You know what I mean? Now it's heating time. I don't know how all that works. You know, you've seen guys take bumps before. What should they do besides lots and lots of morphine?
Well, again, the bumps that I see take are usually sliced up with a razor blade and put on a coffee table. Do, do, do.
You've told me what the do, do, do is, and I forgot already.
It's Michael PSAs.
Oh, Michael PSA.
Yes.
Public service announcement.
Oh, man. So, I'm glad you're able to do the podcast. I'm glad you're able to pull it together.
Yep. Nothing broke. Joe, when I tell you this, the way I was laying at one point, I'm like, something has to be broke. But nothing did. I guess I'm resilient.
You say this is the first time that you felt old. I think you might be fibbing.
That is true.
Because I have like a million other things I have to mention now.
Fibbing and ribbon. That's what I do.
Fibbing and ribbon. So, yeah, I like that. I have felt old since I was 18 when I messed up my knee real bad.
Right.
And I've felt old ever since. There are days where I wake up and, like, it's probably from, like, you know, yeah, you sleep wrong, your neck hurts or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's times where, like, oh, I slept wrong and my back hurts for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's a normal occurrence in my life of late, and it's a bummer, but it is what it is. You know, Asa wants to wrestle and fight and everything else like that all the time, and I have to no-sell everything that he does to me, and sometimes it hurts. You know, he's a 40-pound, you know, ball of meat who just jumps on you, like, full force. He doesn't know his own strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to no-sell it and be like, oh, that doesn't hurt, buddy. Okay, let's keep going. So, you know, so because of my knee and because of my poor agility and all this other stuff, whenever I go out to shovel the walks, I always have to make sure that I have my phone with me. Just in case I slip and fall, I can call April inside the house to come and help me, I guess.
Spoiler alert, Joe. I do that a lot now, too.
Okay.
When I go to clean a little bit of snow, which I'm not supposed to sometimes, I'll be like, all right, I got to go do this. Long story, I'm not even going to get into it. Just to do a little bit of a sidewalk for somebody. I'm like, I better take my phone in case I have a heart attack. Like, literally. Like, I'm like, I'll be, nah. No, I'm taking my phone. Is it charged? All right, out I go. So, I know what you're saying.
See, for me, my logic is it doesn't matter if I bring my phone or not because April never answers her phone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll just get frustrated when it goes to her voicemail, which she never checks either.
Hmm. Well, you text me, big guy, and I'll come running.
All right, I will text you.
And if something happens to me, I'll text you and you can no sell it or something.
Hopefully if, you know, hopefully if cleaned most of the blood off the phone so I could touch the touch screen and all that sort of stuff.
That is, yep.
Ugh. So in an update from last week, Todd, last week's thrilling episode of After Dark, any update on those sketches?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. There's been no, I haven't checked their Twitter feed to see if they, you know how they put up art, new artwork every once in a while. So.
Well, he's more of a Facebook guy.
No, he's been putting them all up on Twitter, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and look at his, like, the easiest way to do it is to go to his page and then press media.
Media.
But there's a lot of Trump stuff.
Pro or anti?
Anti, shockingly.
Oh. That's interesting.
There's a lot of old pages.
Yeah, nothing new on the Facebook page neither.
Yeah, so nothing at all recently.
It's as though he was almost scared off for some reason.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm scary sometimes, Joe.
Well, again, don't you worry. Are a monster iceberg. Is that what you said? An iceberg yes, monster?
I'm an iceberg monster. Though, hey, you know what? Con season's coming up. Maybe right. I'll meet him at his table one of these days. That's all.
What's his appearance schedule looks like?
He does a lot of the shows, so there's not a problem finding him. Right now, I don't know about his appearance schedule because, early on, a lot of guys, there's still the shows. But he'll do the big shows. He'll do, like, if I can get to New York, if I can get to Baltimore, if I could get to some of the other ones, he's there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a little talk.
Yes.
We'll talk.
I'm excited to see how that goes.
And maybe now I got to figure out whether I got to give him a heads up that I'm coming with an email or a tweet or something.
I would say so.
Just be like, hey, I'm going to be, well, we know how well it worked. I would be emailing him that I'm going to a show. He'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to the other show that I was going to that you clearly stated wasn't the case in your email. That's all.
I would send him a picture of the tickets to the show that you're going to.
Oh, boy.
And say, this is the show I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no confusion.
And then when he goes from his table, maybe I'll get his briefcase and do stuff.
Oh, those were tickets for 2016? I thought you were showing me old tickets of a convention you went to years ago.
Lay off the pipe, then I'll tell him that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm hoping you get them sooner than later, you know?
So do I. I'm shocked they weren't in the mail already.
Oh, I wasn't shocked.
What? What are you going to do?
So anything else doing? Everything else okay?
Everything else is good. If I survive through the next couple of days, I should be good.
Right. Hopefully there's no more snow coming.
You never know. It is that time of year where we are in Pennsylvania. If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It'll change.
Right. I'm heading out to Ohio this weekend, so I hope the weather is nice.
Oh, what are you doing in Ohio?
It's Root Beer Wrestling, the debut show of 2017.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I'll drive out to wherever you're going.
Cleveland?
Sure.
All right.
It rocks.
Oh, my goodness. April's still awake, so.
I'll tell you. What would you do if you saw me walking through the door at that show, at Root Beer Wrestling? You know what I would do at Root Beer Wrestling? I would buy Root Beer Barrel candies and just throw them out to the fans.
Oh, yeah?
That would be my gimmick at Root Beer Wrestling.
I don't know what I would do if I saw you at Root Beer Wrestling. I'd be happy to see you.
That's no, you'd be all like, this is Cleveland. This is my town. You get out of my territory. My get out of my territory.
No, Brian had to come there and hang out one time, wait to drive me back to his house. He thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, did any wrestlers give him a gentle ribbing for bringing you to the show?
No, no. He showed up with like two matches left to go.
Oh, okay.
And he sat as far back as possible and just played his Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh, like a good little boy.
Yes. And he's just good. Like, I don't know how you do it, man. And that was actually the ride home where he told me he's no longer editing the show.
What?
Yes.
Wow, I remember that time. Those were the dark times where I thought I was going to have to edit the show.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Just static for 20, 30 minutes of After Dark.
Well, remember for a while, we were just putting it up unfiltered with, like, no anything. It was just like, oh, we're going to record it and throw it up there.
That's right. We just slapped it up there. Well, you were putting it together. Weren't you putting it together? Both sides?
No. Just like how we're doing here. I was recording both of our sides, but I wasn't putting anything at, like, the beginning or the end because I just didn't have the capabilities to do it.
Right. Okay, I thought I was recording mine and sending it to you.
No, so. No.
No, that's beyond you. All right.
That is way out of my pay grade.
Mm.
Well, it's not so much that it's out of my pay grade. It's I'm lazy.
Hey, whoa. Hey, you're preaching to the choir here.
Right. Don't,
I am probably the laziest man on earth, and that includes, like, dead people, like I always say.
But, I disagree with that, but I hear you.
Right.
All right, so I think that's a good enough show for After Dark this week. I got some editing to do, but other than that...
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy show. I just cut off that little bit at the beginning that's incriminating, and we go from there.
That's right. That's what you do.
I keep us lawsuit-free for the most part.
You are the lawyer of the show.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, longboxheroes.com. This is... After Dark, episode 17.